time for extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Black Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey with our report. And talks continue between the city and the organizers of the Loop's Chris Kindle Market. I guess the problem, Seamus, is the thing is too successful, isn't it?
Yeah, that seems to be the case, Bob. It's become such a popular event that it was getting a little too crowded for the city. It's been a bit of a flap the last couple days because they cut the capacity more than in half to only about 1,500 people at a time, and that's it's irritating the vendors who are doing less business, but also the people that are coming from far and wide to go to this, waiting in line for up to an hour just to get in. And as we all know, standing outside the Daily Center is no fun, especially if you can't get inside and get that mold wine and wander around. But there were some changes yesterday that got implemented. They added another 1,000 people, but that's still a lot less than its peak in 2021. And the mayor, Brandon Johnson, he actually floated the idea of, well, maybe it doesn't need to be in Daly Plaza anymore. Maybe we should find a bigger area, which was interesting. He didn't say exactly where, but I think part of the magic of Chris Kindle Market is you're right there in the middle of the Loop. All the trains go right there. You feel like it's, you're going back to visit Marshall Fields back in the day.
Exactly.
So maybe Millennium Park, just if they're listening to suggestions from the Peanut Gallery here, I think that's close enough to the L's and still feels like you're in the mix, and plenty of space to work with there. So we'll see what they come up with, but we'll keep tracking it.
I haven't been there in a few years, but I don't recall any big issue with too many crowds. I guess it's just happened in the last year or two, huh?
Yeah, I've been in there before, and sometimes it is wall to wall, and you've got to wait in line for a long time for different things. So, the city apparently chose this one to tackle this year. So we'll see how it turns out.
Well, you can always go to the Gallagher Way outside Wrigley Field, and also there's a Chris Kindle Market in Aurora at River Edge Park. Wrestling is coming to West Balmoral Avenue. Fill us in here, Seamus.
Yeah, this looks like fun. We did a story earlier this week about Warrior Wrestling. It's a locally owned wrestling organization, and the thing that caught my eye is they're doing it at Half Acre Brewery in the Bowmanville neighborhood on Balmoral. They're going to do it in the brew house, so back where all the tanks and barrels and empty cans are. And it's going to be Friday. Doors open at 5:30. The flying off the turnbuckle starts at 7:30. Yeah, this is a local guy named Steve Tortorello. He's an uptown guy. He started this about 5 years ago. They'd been on a break for a couple years, but he said it's time to get back into the action. So, if you want to see some live wrestling, and he says, you got to really, to understand it, you really have to see it in person with just how nuts it can get. So Half Acre Brewery sounds like a lot of fun, and they've got really good beer there if wrestling is interesting.
And just in time for the below zero wind chills tomorrow, you've got a really cool list of heated bar patios and rooftops in the city. It's all on blockclubchicago.org.
Yep. Thanks, Bob. Yes, we love doing these guides from places to get out and about, even in the winter. So we rounded up 34 places around the city, not just on the north side, but they're all over. And just great places. A lot of them are on top of hotels with those heated igloos, but some of them have full-on tents and sliding glass. And some have fire pits. Pedrino's has fire pits and warm blankets. I'm not sure if that's enough in 10 degrees, but give it a shot. Also, the Fireside in Andersonville is a really great place where they've got a tent and heaters and all that. If you want to be outside a little bit.
34 heated patios and rooftops in Chicago where you can eat, drink, and be merry this winter and stay warm. BlockClubChicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you, sir. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob.